Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and Department of Veteran Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now the host of Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Tom Lyons.
Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm Tom Lyons. On today's show, we learn how 3M won the Department of Defense's Employer Support Freedom Award, and we talk to the Minnesota National Guard live from Camp Taji, Iraq. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
As we enter a busy month for major sports, I want to take a moment and thank the professional teams in Minnesota for their exceptional support of those in uniform. The Minnesota Twins, Vikings, Wild, Timberwolves, Swarm, Lynx, and the St. Paul Saints, all of these organizations have been outstanding in their support of the Minnesota National Guard and all the great Minnesotans who are serving and who have served in the armed forces. Sport activity and following sports is a large part of a service member's life. Whether it is a pickup game on the drill floor or conversation around the water cooler, our troops love sports. That is why the Military Appreciation Days that are hosted by our professional sporting teams are so important to our service members and their families. Whether we are in Bloomington or Baghdad, Brainerd or Bagram, we follow the games, scores, and the highlight reels as best we can. Especially when we are deployed overseas, the wins and losses, the highs and the lows, keep us connected with home and give us a moment to relax from our daily responsibilities. So, thank you again, Minnesota professional sports teams. From all of the soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard, we wish you all the best in this and the upcoming seasons.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Joining us now is Paul Montine. He's the chair of the ESGR, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. He's been with the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training since April 2000, retired chief of police in Crookston for 8 years, and serving 22 years with Brooklyn Center's PD, and a Marine veteran. Paul, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Tom.
Paul, ESGR, can you explain to our listeners what is that organization and what do you do?
Sure. ESGR was formed in after 1972 when we went to an all-volunteer military and realized that about half of our military forces would come from the Guard and Reserve. It would impact on their employers when they were deployed, and we needed to get those employers behind this idea. The Department of Defense decided that they could best do it through volunteers. So we're a group of about 4,700 volunteers worldwide, and we work with employers, with the military, and for that matter with veterans groups to provide information regarding especially USERRA, 38 USC, the law that says Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. The veterans, the persons who are serving in the Guard and Reserve have certain rights to return to work. Employers have certain rights to expect that those veterans will provide them with information, etc. So ESGR educates the military, educates the employer. We reward the employers when they do a great job. We mediate problems between the Guard and Reserve member and the employer. We do some work to attempt to put employers together with unemployed service members, and we support the Yellow Ribbon Project.
And, of course, Paul, in recent years, as you say, it's an all-volunteer force.
Right.
And over the last 10 years, the Minnesota National Guard has deployed 22,000 troops to 35 countries.
We most certainly have.
And so this has impacted a lot of Minnesota businesses and impacted a lot of military families who need help when those troops are deployed.
Absolutely. And the best thing that has come out of this is that employers now understand the, first of all, the importance of the Guard and Reserve, and secondly, how they have to be treated when they're deployed, when they return to work.
Now, Paul, as the chair of the ESGR, you recognize some businesses that go above and beyond the call.
We most certainly do.
Can you tell us how you do that?
Well, the first line of our recognition is called the Patriot Award. My boss is a patriot. Every time a soldier nominates their boss, we send an ESGR volunteer out to present that boss with a plaque saying, you are a patriot and we appreciate your support. From that field of between 400 and 500 My Boss is a Patriot awards, or every year we select 35 to go above and beyond. 32 of them receive what's called the Chair's Award, or the Above and Beyond Certificate, and 3 receive Pro Patria awards. The Pro Patrias go to a large employer, a small employer, and a public employer.
And recently, one of the larger employers and a major employer in the state of Minnesota, you've been working with 3M.
One of those is 3M, and they received a Crystal Eagle last September from the Undersecretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs and from the Department of Defense.
And, Paul, I think we had you on last year in the state of Minnesota, the ESGR. You gave 3M the Pro Patria Award?
We gave them the Pro Patria Award for the large employer.
We're speaking with Paul Montine, the chair of the Minnesota's ESGR, on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Paul, to get this award from the Department of Defense, what's the process there?
Well, first of all, they have to be nominated on the Freedom Award nomination entry. In this particular case, the employee was Carl Fassbender, who nominated them for the Freedom Award. And Carl did a wonderful job of nominating them, of explaining the wonderful things that 3M does for their employee service people. And there were also 11 other Patriot Awards, My Boss is a Patriot nominations, from not only Minnesota Guard and Reserve people, but Wisconsin people, Iowa, and South Dakota. We included all of these in the nomination for the Freedom Award.
And recently they gave out 15 of those?
15 awards, 5 to large employers, 5 to small employers, and 5 to public employers.
And I saw the press release. The first company on there was 3M.
3M.
Well, Paul, we're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Carl Fassbender, who is the gentleman that you just referred to, a 3M employee that submitted his employer for this award, and Todd Schwarzenbach, who is the current chair of the 3M Military Network. Both of these gentlemen are veterans, and one of them still active. And so we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with Paul Montine, Todd Schwarzenbach, and Major Carl Fassbender on Minnesota Military Radio Hour right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Joining me in the studio today is Paul Montine, the state chair for the ESGR, and we have on the line Todd Schwarzenbach, the current chair of 3M's Military Support Network, and Carl Fassbender, a 3M employee who submitted 3M for the Department of Defense Freedom Award. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Todd, can you tell our listeners what is the 3M Military Support Network and what do you do?
I sure can, Tom. So our 3M Military Support Network is an employee organization where really we look to help our 3Mers and their families that are in the military in three ways, in really three phases. In pre-deployment, as the military member is deployed, and upon re-entering. So really we try to focus on three aspects of a military member or their family's lives. And the second part that we really do, Tom, is around trying to make sure that we provide great support from 3M and our military members into the community. So we also actively sponsor three organizations with our help corporately and from our military support network team, the Scoops for the Troops, the Serving Our Troops organization, and then the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So, you know, we just try to do a little part when our 3Mers are deployed or their family members are, to make their life a little bit easier. You know, simple things, Tom, like trying to make sure if it's a snowy Minnesota winter that we have somebody go over and shovel their driveway. Or to get folks that during deployment they put together packing mails to send letters and kind of fun supplies to those troops. So really just an employee grassroots group that's trying to support our own 3Mers that are in the military and their families, as well as really reaching out within our community.
And Todd, 3M was also proclaimed as a Yellow Ribbon Company. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Sure. So the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Company really, I think, Tom, speaks to for 3M making sure that we have support, again, beyond just what's necessary, but really reaching out with our capabilities to support our folks that are in the military and their families, also reaching out to the community to make a difference. So really it's about our corporate commitment to our folks in our own corporation and community there in the military to make sure that we support them as well as we can.
And Major Fassbender, are you still with us?
I am.
Can you, you were one of the 3M employees that submitted the application for the Freedom Award. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, as Paul indicated, it is quite a lengthy a form to fill out, and it covers things such as what are the policies of 3M and in terms of how do we compensate soldiers if they're deployed, what are the continuation of benefits, what activities, kind of the things that Todd pointed out, what are the things that you do above and beyond just supporting that soldier? Do you support other organizations outside your own? Things of that nature. We've submitted stuff that outline our supervisor training that we've put together to train the supervisors of soldiers that are going to deploy, so they have a pre-deployment checklist, so to speak, so they know how to help the soldier navigate the human resources policies, what paperwork needs to be turned in, things of that nature.
Now, Major, you're an active member of the Minnesota Army National Guard.
I am.
And you were deployed to Iraq, as I understand it, in 2006 and 7.
That is correct.
Now,
with the Red Bulls.
With the 34th Infantry Red Bulls. And we had a dinner ceremony this past week, and you were asked to speak, and I thought what you had to say there was pretty important, because it was about focusing on your mission while you were deployed. Can you share that with us once again?
Right. So that when you deploy, you have actually a good opportunity to very much focus on one thing. But you only can focus on that if you know your family is taken care of. And that's one of the things that 3M and the Military Support Network here try to help with. The policies are meant to help the soldier have a peace of mind that his family's taken care of while he's gone. You don't have to worry about a financial difference in your pay. That'll continue. The health care benefits continue, that kind of thing. But also, there's a huge group of people. Our group, the Minnesota or the Military Support Network, is there should something be needed by the family. So this is the employee side of it, right? So, for example, in my situation, we had neighbors that came over and helped repair stuff at my house. We had co-workers that came and helped repair or reconfigure your audiovisual equipment, televisions and such, so my children would not have withdrawal from TV, repaired the computer systems when they went offline, had viruses and things of that nature.
So, Major, most of the Guard and Reserve that are deployed have the support of the family support groups of their unit. They have the Yellow Ribbon communities. They have the organizations like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But you've got an extra level of support with the 3M Military Support Network. That's really extraordinary, isn't it?
It is, because it's yet another place to turn. You know, families are very reluctant to ask for help, and it's very important to give them many avenues where if they just ask in passing, that you can really catch a need in place and help them before it festers and becomes a real issue to that family.
Todd, back to the Military Support Network. Can you just give us really briefly a short minute on who was there to start it? I know that Sandy Masterson was there, and you've had support right up to the top of 3M, haven't you?
Yeah, Tom, we had 17 people that really came together as a founding members group from employees that were aligned to more of the support functions in 3M, like human resources or legal affairs. We had a bunch of folks that had come together that had a mix of previous military experience or just somehow, you know, had family, friends, or relatives that really felt a calling, you know, to make an impact. And we did. We had a couple of our top, you know, executives, and the one that is our founding member executive sponsor is actually our chairman, CEO, and president, George Buckley. So a personal interest from many of our top executives in 3M, which I think really is a testament to what our employees, and it's not just military, Tom, it's our employees in 3M mean in terms of their real capability and their commitment from 3M to support its employees as well as the family and military. But a really great group that started this a little over 2 years ago, so it's been fun to see it grow.
Gentlemen, it sounds like you're doing a fantastic job at 3M, just taking care of yourselves and helping support all the troops and their families. Great work.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Paul, any final thoughts for our listeners on this award?
Certainly. 3M has gone above and beyond, not only in their support of their military people, but in the appreciation of the significance of this award. And that has gone not unnoticed by the Department of Defense and ESGR.
It's one of the extraordinary business organizations in the state
of
Minnesota.
It certainly is. We've had five of these in Minnesota, and we're proud of every one of them. But, of course, the most recent is always the one you're most proud of.
Paul, and I hope you're going to have many more of these stories for us in the future.
Sounds good to me.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. That was Paul Montine, State Chair of the ESGR, and Todd Schwarzenbach and Carl Fassbender from 3M on the Department of Defense's Freedom Award. Let's visit this week's Support Our Troops Showcase and discuss how the Martin County Yellow Ribbon Network is going above and beyond for service members and their families. This summer, military kids had several chances to connect with other military youth at various retreats, camps, and events. At each opportunity, the youth enjoyed participating in activities and developing lasting friendships with other military kids. Knowing that there were others who understood the difficulties of having a parent deployed has helped each one of them feel less lonely. Now there's a chance for military kids to meet new friends and reconnect with those they met this summer. Operation Christmas Connection, hosted by the Martin County Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Network, is an activity-packed day for kids ages 3 to 15. Youth will have a chance to make a 10-minute family DVD. This will later be sent to their loved ones overseas. Additionally, Santa is scheduled to make an appearance and will be accepting letters over lunch with the kids. Operation Christmas Connection will be taking place on November 5th. Today is the last day to RSVP, and you can do so by calling Tom Plumhoff at 507-238-2806. That number again is 507-238-2806. Thank you, Martin County, for your monthly family-oriented events and showcasing how remarkable networks are going beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is taking off in communities around the state, connecting organizations, agencies, and companies to provide resources and support to service members and their families. To learn how you can become a part of a Yellow Ribbon network, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org and find a family assistance center in your area. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, united to bring service members all the way home. Coming up next, we'll talk to the Minnesota National Guard's Captain Nate Foster from Camp Taji, Iraq. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Now it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
Some veterans might tell you that their service to this country and the hardships they faced was the easy part. The hard part often occurs after discharge. This includes issues like health care, home loans, and even just requesting a DD-214. In an effort to address the challenges veterans face, the Federal Veterans Administration launched a website called Aspire. This site includes links to our crucial veteran service organizations and other resources. I would encourage any veteran who finds himself in the position to visit Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, or the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, minnesotaveteran.org. For all our veteran listeners out there this morning, if you haven't already, I also strongly encourage you to join a veteran service organization and get involved. Not only are veteran service organizations a tremendous resource and strong partner within our communities, they exist to ensure our benefits are protected in the future. For more information on veteran service organizations, visit our website or call us at 1-888-LINK-VET.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Joining us now live from Camp Taji, Iraq, is Captain Nathan Foster from Company B, 2nd General Support Aviation Battalion, the Minnesota National Guard out of St. Cloud. Captain, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We're doing good, Captain. When you were here last, it was November of last year, and you were just getting ready to go down to Fort Hood, Texas for a couple of months of training and then off to Iraq. And I kind of forgot to ask you a couple of questions that day. I think you flew your Chinook helicopters from here to Texas, did you not?
Yeah, we took six of them down there with us from St. Cloud down to Fort Hood. It was a good trip. Ran into a little bit of weather, but other than that, it worked out fine.
And then you trained down there for a couple of months, sir?
Yep, we were down there for 2 months, primarily just kind of going through the pre-mob tasks that the Army's given us, and then we go through as a unit with our new units. And, I guess kind of polish up anything that needed a little bit of polishing, and then get blessed off by big Army, and off to Iraq we went.
Now, Captain, did you load your Chinook helicopters up on a boat and ship them over there, or how did that work?
Most of them, we fell in on some aircraft that were already over here from the unit that we replaced, and then the other aircraft actually got stuck inside a big plane, Air Force jets that brought most of them over here that way.
And then were you on that same plane, or did you and the rest of your soldiers go separately?
I wasn't lucky enough to be on one of those. Sometimes they're a little more comfortable than the civilian planes. But we had some soldiers that did escort the helicopters all the way over here and into Kuwait. And then once they got here, the rest of us were, most of us were already on the ground. So we went down to the port, pulled them out and built them up and readied them to go up into Iraq.
And now, can you tell us, I imagine you got there during the hot part of the season, and how bad is the heat and the sand been? Has that treated your soldiers well? Has it treated your equipment well?
We actually got here at a pretty good time. It was just starting to warm up because we got in here last February, March time frame. And it was warming up. It was probably in the 70s to 80s in March, and then you go around into May, June, July, August, temperatures got up there quite a bit. I think the highest we saw was like around 128, but most of the days throughout June, July, and August were in highs of 120s, and we didn't see anything even at night down into the 90s until end of August, September. But the temperature does take its toll on both the equipment and, I guess, soldiers. It's kind of hard to explain what 125 degrees feels like. But it's hot, and it doesn't matter what you do. You get used to it, so we got time to get used to it. Just drank a lot of water, ran the air conditioners nonstop, and now it's finally cooled off quite a bit to the point where in the evenings we've seen temperatures down to low 70s, even the upper 60s at night, which still seems quite cold. I know back home it'd be a pretty nice day, but once you get used to that 120-some degrees, anything down in the 80s, 70s feels really cool. But it took its toll, and our maintenance guys, they definitely did a good job of keeping our aircraft flying. Pretty much anything we do relies on our maintenance guys to make them fly. So,
Captain, your soldiers are in pretty good shape?
Yeah, they're doing good, especially right now. It's getting close to coming home, so everybody here has been outstanding, and typically the Minnesota soldiers, when there's been awards to be given out, there's always a couple of them up front, even though we're falling in with a lot of units from different states, and primarily Georgia, California, them being our higher headquarters. Yeah, we're doing good. Everybody's excited to get out of here. Hopefully we'll be home in time for Thanksgiving, but kind of a 50-50 shot depending on how everything goes and how quickly we can get everything packed up and moved out.
We're speaking with Captain Nate Foster from the Minnesota National Guard from live from Camp Taji, Iraq, on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Captain, can you, without violating any security, can you tell us about a typical mission that you might go on during your months in Iraq?
Yeah, our missions are primarily moving people and cargo throughout the battle space here in Iraq. Our unit typically come in. We prep our equipment and aircraft. Go anywhere from 4 to 8 hour missions. It just depends on how long the missions are going to be. But we go throughout the country of Iraq. We've been to the far north reaches, the far south, far western. So we've covered everywhere in Iraq a couple of times. The guys go out, fly, come back, and that in itself is just a small piece of what takes place, and that's, you know, our flight crew is doing that piece of it. We'll move quite a few people and equipment. We've moved right around 50 to 60,000 people throughout the year. After our flight guys get back, we'll touch down. I do a little bit of maintenance, and then the big piece of what happens here. So that's really the maintenance to make sure our aircraft are flyable for the next day. Basically, as soon as we shut down, our maintenance guys come out, start getting those aircraft ready. Because any given day when we get back, there's about, I don't know, 50, 60% of the aircraft that need a little bit of TLC to get them ready for the next day. So that starts as soon as we get back and continues right up until the flight crew show up again the following day to fly. That's kind of a general overview. I don't want to give up too many details without giving up too much stuff. So that's kind of a general mission set.
Captain, we have to take a short break, and then we'll be right back. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We'll be right back with Captain Nate Foster from Camp Taji, Iraq. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Captain Nate Foster from Company B, the 2nd General Support Aviation Battalion, directly from Camp Taji, Iraq. Captain Foster, I know there's a big time difference. You've probably already put in a pretty long day today.
I start a little bit later in the day, but yeah, it's an 8-hour difference from Minnesota there. So we started a while ago and kind of a 24/7 operation here, so it doesn't matter what time of the day we're around, there's always somebody doing a job. You see people getting up at weird random times of the day, whether it be 2-3 o'clock in the morning or 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just kind of a never-ending mission that happens here.
Captain, it sounds like you've worn out a few maps flying people and equipment all around Iraq. How are the living conditions for your soldiers, and what's the country like?
Living conditions here are actually pretty good. We live in small containerized housing units that house anywhere from, you know, 1 to 3 soldiers at the very most. The air conditioners work good, and that's the primary thing that keeps everybody happy here. But other than that, the living conditions are actually quite well. The bases, of course, have been around for 8 years now, so we've kind of got a nice setup. The rest of Iraq's doing pretty good. Changed a lot since last time we were here, so you see a lot more progress in just the daily activities of people. The big thing that we notice, of course, is flying around here out at night. There's electricity all over the country, where just 2 years ago, most of the country in the evenings would be blacked out. There's just not electricity out there. And now this time, it's just like anywhere else. It's pretty much electricity the far reaches of the country, with the exception of the desert areas. But it's improving quite a bit, so that's a good thing.
Now, have your soldiers been able to communicate with their families on a regular basis?
Yep. Everybody's had quite a few opportunities to do that. We have a lot of phone trailers around here with where they can use calling cards to call back home. There is a civilian internet-type system that the soldiers can pay a little bit of extra money and get on that, and they can get that inside the room, so a lot of folks will do that. And then they also have a free MWR center with a lot of free computers and internet. A lot of people use Skype. That's a big thing over here, just a way to see and touch base with everybody's family and watch the kids grow up. So there's a lot of different opportunities for folks to touch base with their families, and it hasn't been too difficult, with the exception of some weather storms that come through that make it a little more interesting. But other than that, it's been fairly easy to get in touch with the families, which is good.
Have some of your soldiers have been the recipients of some help from the Yellow Ribbon programs back here, Captain?
There's been a couple. I knew a few beforehand, before we left, as we're getting ready to head down to Fort Hood, and while we're at Fort Hood, some of them have used that. And I know there's a lot of good companies and neighbors out there that have been helping a lot of families, whether it's, just mowing the yard or shoveling the snow. And that's one thing that Minnesota's been really good about. I think just the general population of Minnesota is full of good people. So a lot of them take care of their neighbors, and businesses do the same. And I think that's helped out a lot. It's nice to know that your families are taken care of over here. I think more people worry about the families than they do much of anything over here. So nice to know that everything's taken care of and allows us to focus on what we need to focus on here.
Now, Captain, I know you're getting to the end of your deployment over there. I can remember back in May 1972, I was one of the last men to leave Cameron Bay, and we turned off the lights. Are you getting ready to turn off the lights at Camp Taji?
We're getting ready to. There's a lot of changes happening in the last few months with the drawdown that's beginning, and as the President said, it'll be ending here shortly. So, yeah, we're going to be some of the last folks out of this base. There could be a couple right behind us, but a lot of the bases have shrunk down to just a few of the big ones. And yeah, the lights are getting turned off in a lot of places, and that's a good thing, because I know a lot of folks are ready to go home, and I think the country's here. They're ready to do what they need to do to take care of themselves, and we'll get home and have some Thanksgiving dinner, hopefully.
I'm sure you and your soldiers are looking forward to that, Captain. We're just about out of time. Any final thoughts for our listeners from Camp Taji, Iraq?
I know we'd just like to thank everybody back home, kind of like we talked about with the Yellow Ribbon, and just people in Minnesota for the support. We've got a lot of care packages, which helps out a lot. Get a lot of nice things in there. And we just want to say thank you to everybody back home for taking care of us and taking care of our families. So thank you much, and we'll see you in a bit.
Captain, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to talk to us on the radio show. We're looking forward to seeing you when you get back home, and travel safely.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
That was Captain Nate Foster from Company B, 2nd General Support Aviation Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard, live from Camp Taji, Iraq. Joining us now from the flag line is Doug Bly from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Doug, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are all your Minnesota Patriot Guard riders doing this month?
Well, right about now, Tom, our motorcycles are getting ready to put away, and the end of the month is coming, and we're getting their winter boots out because we still stand for the mission. The weather doesn't matter.
And as we've talked many times before, you don't have to be a veteran, and you don't have to have a motorcycle. You just have to have a good heart, and what else?
And a 3x5 flag and a pole, and go to www.mmpatriotguard.org.
And if you arrive at the flag line in your pickup truck, it's just fine, isn't it?
Well, in wintertime, I highly suggest it as compared to your motorcycle, Tom.
So I imagine October's been another busy month?
Well, it has been. And we actually, a couple weeks ago, we had our annual leadership meeting, Tom, up in the Santa Augusta American Legion, which is pretty close to St. Cloud, and really goes back to makes me remember. A lot of different things we've done. We had close to 60 people there that day with us, and they came from all over the state. We try and make it a central location for this once-a-year meeting, and boy, just, you know, take a walk down memory lane, Tom, not just the missions we've done, but the people we have been involved with. And gosh, I remember our first meetings, there was, you know, 20 and 30 of us, and we really didn't know what we were doing, and now we've got 100 people, we had agendas, we had PowerPoints, and we've really come a long way. And I think what's probably sad about are the leaders who have since moved on, and I'm really excited about our new leaders, but at the end of the day, this, our organization's about volunteers, and it's the people standing on that flag line, it's the people who are willing to get up when it's 40 below and drive 40 miles in, you know, blizzard snow like we did out to Granite Falls a few years ago, and it really is all about the volunteers and saying thank you to them. And, you know, the families don't know much about us until they ask for us and then we're there. And, you know, we often get asked why, you know, everything we do is on the Internet. You know, people come, if they want to request a Patriot Card, they go to our website and they say request mission, and, well, how come I can't just call you? And, again, it's because we're all volunteers and we all have jobs and we work and we don't have an office. So it's, you know, we depend on people willing to do something extra every day from the leadership level and help plan the missions out, and, you know, then the members to wake up in the morning. So, you know, this month, Tom, it's really just about saying thanks. And we're looking backwards a bit, you know, like over the last year and the last year, so to speak, and what we've done. And it's really just saying thank you. The families have our love, and those who are serving and our veterans always have our respect. And I just want to make sure we never say thank you enough to those people who actually do this. So I think that's what this month is all about.
Doug, we've just got about 30 seconds left. Can you tell me a little bit the type of missions that you go on?
Well, the missions we go on, our core mission is for those who are fallen in action, serving in active duty. We have the veterans and the families of the veterans who ask us to attend, and with 48 hours, we'll always do those. We do the welcome homes and deployments for units who are coming and going on active duty. And every month we play bingo at the vets' homes and hospitals around the state.
And it's all about honor, respect, and dignity.
Absolutely, my friend. And to those who are serving and listening to us today, thank you. Without you, I'm not free, and I appreciate that.
Doug, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you, Tom.
We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Paul Montin from Minnesota ESGR, Major Carl Fassbender and Todd Schwarzenbach from 3M, Captain Nate Foster from the Minnesota National Guard, and Doug Bly from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We also appreciate the messages from Commissioner Larry Shelado, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week for a very special one-year anniversary show with my guest, retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly. That's next Sunday morning at 7 right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.